Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Satya and Raja, a distinguished mentor and coach to the world's most prominent CEOs, business leaders, and esteemed global influencers. He's also the author of Accelerated Evolution and founder of Warrior Sage Trainings. And Mr. Raja, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much, Eric, for having me. Looking forward to chat with you today.
I'm certainly looking forward to that as well. And thanks for coming out and spending a moment with us. So as we kick things off, in your experience, what are some common patterns of behavior and thoughts that individuals may fall into due to limiting beliefs, traumas, and unconscious family loyalties? Let's start there.
Well, what happens is, first of all, we have a limit on our capacity to imagine what we're able to create based on the imprints we have in the past. So as business leaders, these are the type of folks I work with. What I've noticed with everyone across the board, we have all that it takes to really create incredible companies and organizations. What limits us is our mindset. We have unconscious barriers that very few of us are even aware of. And they limit expansion. They put the brake on when we want to put gas on. And so, you know, it's very important to find out what are these limiting beliefs within ourselves that keep us trapped and not really moving at the fullness of how we can move our companies. The other thing is all the challenges between human dynamics in an organization. The number one thing that makes any organization run well and superbly is the flow of human dynamics, how well everyone is interacting with each other, the affinity, the connection, the reality, the flow. And, you know, what we've come to realize is that when we go in and we work on up-leveling the human dynamics in an organization, everything takes off. So it all boils down to the quality, the clarity, and the power of the human dynamics in any organization, in a family, in a small company, in a international company. It doesn't matter.
I'm sure you've hyped up the engine there. That's some good stuff, and a great way to kick things off here today. Now, explain what unconscious family loyalties are. I'm sure that would be some good information there.
Yeah, so, you know, we all have these loyalties to our family members that we're not even aware of. And they're all within our unconscious mind. But just like the strings of a puppet are, you can't see who's pulling the strings. In the same way, the strings that are attached to our unconscious family loyalties are pulling our everyday actions. We're not even aware of it. So what does that mean? I'll give an example from my life. So in my life, my father made so much money and success in his life. And when I looked over my history of my businesses and I mapped them across the patterns of my father's history with business, I was blown away at how parallel those arcs were, the rises and the falls. And I realized that I was living my father's pattern of business. And I went, oh my goodness, I was unconsciously loyal. I didn't want to make more money than him in my unconscious. I didn't want to be more successful than him. I didn't want to shake the boat. Now, my conscious mind goes, that's all silly. But the unconscious is where there's a huge amount of influence to how we live our life. So those are unconscious family loyalties, things that keep us suppressed, keep us smaller than, or we're trying to appease or appeal our father, our mother figures, whether they're alive or dead, doesn't matter. And so when we let go of those unconscious family loyalties and we find out, who am I? What is the life I'm meant to live? What's the success look like for me? Not based on other people's imprints. Then we actually have a path of real freedom, real fulfillment, and ongoing exponential abundance.
Really some interesting feedback right there. I do appreciate that. Now, explain how emotional baggage affects an individual's motivation and focus. I mean, this is something that I even see and have seen in my dealings with other folks. Talk to us about that as well.
Well, you know, it would be great if we all had garbage in and garbage out, right? And the challenge is that we receive mental ideas. We receive imprints when we're young. Hey, you shouldn't do this. You're too small. You're too big. You're too fat. You're too thin. You're too old. You're too young. You're not smart enough. You're too smart enough. There's all these imprints that we have in our mind that create baggage. Now, if we've got resentments, we've been, let's say, ripped off in the past. People have taken advantage of us. based on our goodness of nature in the past, we might have all these built-up angers, resentments, communications that we haven't fully expressed to others, and we're all sitting on it. There's a mountain of unexpressed emotion, unexpressed thoughts, unexpressed communications we have for other people. And they fester just like termites in our mind, in our body. They cause stress, they cause illness, stress hormones, and they cause us to be, how can I say, flat and almost dead. Some people, when they build up so much of these resentments, it turns into baggage, heavy baggage that we're not even aware of, that we're carrying around day after day after day. I call these unconscious charges, charge that's held within our physical mind, is held in our thoughts, it's held in our emotions, it's held in our body sensations. And so what I've come to recognize with the leaders I've worked with, and of course from my own life, when we go in and we find and we look for, what are these, where is the baggage? What are the stuff that I'm sitting on? Where's the resentment I have, the angers I have? Where's the things I feel betrayed about? When we dive into all of those and we clear them during our, we have a very unique process called accelerated evolution, where I clear those deep baggages and we get them resolved, like literally within minutes, within hours, all of them. What starts to happen is the energy that was being sucked into all those in that anger and that upset, that energy comes right back to us. And then what happens is our creativity blooms, our clarity comes, we become a person of peace, we become magnetic. We're not pushing away others based on our negative vibes. We're attracting others, we're attracting success, we're attracting higher value deals and higher value connections, because we're now emanating, transmitting a whole new state of being, which is positive, aligned, and clear. So it's imperative we all do that.
Really do appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Satyan Raja, distinguished mentor and coach to the world's most prominent CEOs, business leaders, and esteemed global influencers. He's the author of Accelerated Evolution and founder of Warrior Sage Trainings. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how can leaders support employees who are dealing with emotional baggage in the workplace?
Well, it's important that employers create a culture which is not based on just dollars, cents, numbers, and achieving missions that are not connected to our employees. So the first thing to do is to decide, as a leader of a company, do I want to have a culture which is transformative, which awakens the highest potentiality, which awakens everyone's individual passion and clarity, and that feeling of one for all and all for one, like the Musketeers? You have to have a commitment to have a culture and an environment that fosters that. And mostly what happens is that there is very little attention placed on culture. It's usually at the bottom of the rung of the ladder for employers. What I'm saying is, and from my experience, you want to create a super team that crosses the finish line with the highest goals. You got to find and create a culture. So how do you do that? First of all, you come up with a collective mission and vision that inspires the soul of everyone. If it's just dollars and cents and regular missions that are created for companies, it's usually dry, flat, and meaningless. In this new era, employees, they want to have missions and visions that have higher meaning, higher purpose, that invokes and invigorates something deeper than them, just than clocking in and clocking out and getting a paycheck. So one of the things I do is I get all my teams that I'm working with together and I say, what's our soul's mission? What's the mission that we have collectively that's bigger than us individually? What's the soul's purpose? What's a mission, a vision that we can create together based on our product and service that serves the world deeper? So an example I'll give you is, I worked with a company called Emtel. They had a very complex, long, traditional type of mission. And when I started work with them, we transformed that mission into creating a world that doesn't break down. Creating a world that doesn't break down. Now, what they have is a software, which when I was talking to their engineers to help them describe it to me, it was hard to understand what they do. They're all brilliant software engineers, AI and Internet of Things geniuses. And so I said, how can we get this across to everyday people, to investors, to humanity in a way that's going to evoke the team to go, yes, we're not just creating a program, a software. We're creating something that's making societal positivity. So we crafted this mission, creating a world that doesn't break down. Now, what their software does, it detects when things are going to break down months, way in advance, tells you what part, what where to fix and how. Now, that's going to reduce mechanical breakdown to almost zero, and it'll reduce the cost of mechanical engineering and repair by at least 30% in factory organizations. And it's going to make it so eventually the world will not break down, because we know in advance that things are going to break down. We fix it ahead of time. So you can imagine no longer an Exxon Valdez. Imagine, you know, no more disasters, railroad tracks, rails going offline. So many applications of this. When we crafted that mission, creating a world that doesn't break down, it inspired the whole team to come up to something higher. They put more heart, more meaning. They're willing to work the extra hours and put in 100% because the meaning of the mission calls upon our best. So that's where we need to start. So all business owners, that's what's essential to create with each other, with your teams, as a starting place of a culture that generates and fosters transformation for the whole.
Excellent solution. I like it, and I really enjoyed all the information shared here today. Lastly, what are some practical steps that individuals can take to identify and address their emotional baggage to improve their performance at work?
Well, first thing to do is to make a list of everyone in your organization, personally, perhaps also at the family life, that you've got resentments with, you've got anger with, you've got jealousy with, you've got upset with. Write them down. Write these names down. It could be three of them. It could be five of them. And then you sit down and you imagine, let's say, the first person. It could be your father. It could be an employee. It could be a boss. It could be another colleague. It could be a family member. You sit down, you close your eyes, you take three deep breaths, and you start talking to them as if they're right there in front of you. You need to imagine that they're totally receptive, totally open to what you have to say, and they're not going to retort back with defensiveness. So imagine them sitting in front of you, and now go ahead, uncork yourself, unzip yourself, tell them everything that you haven't told them. Let your anger out, let your resentment out, let your blame out, say whatever you need to do, but exhaust it until there's nothing left to say. It could take you 5 minutes with one individual, take it 10 minutes, it could take it 2 minutes. But once you've got it out to them and you feel you've spoken to them fully, that is a way to get rid of the internal baggage that you've been sitting on. And you'll feel this feeling of lightness that you got across the baggage to the other, and imagine that they actually received it and that they're understanding it. So do that with at least three people today on your list, and just watch how you'll have more freedom, more flow in your day, and you're going to just start feeling more positivity coming towards you. And that's going to be the attractor to greater success.
Well, I got to tell you, I agree 1,000% with what you've said, especially the latter question and feedback from you on that. Excellent. And again, we really do appreciate what you do and for joining us here today, Mr. Raja. If listeners wanted to get more information on your trainings and also on your book, Accelerated Evolution, where's the best place to get further details?
Come to my website, which is warriorsage.com, warriorsage.com. There's plenty of information, insights, videos, teachings, and an opportunity to have your company have an assessment to find out where they stand in company culture and success dynamics. And that'll give you great clarity and insight on how to move forward.
And again, listeners, it is warriorsage.com. You can also find this link within the show notes of this broadcast and other links accordingly. Mr. Raja, all the best. And again, we thank you for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric, and all the best to everyone listening as well today.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Satyan Raja, distinguished mentor and coach to the world's most prominent CEOs, business leaders, and esteemed global influencers. Again, he's the author of Accelerated Evolution and founder of Warrior Sage Trainings. And again, for further details, visit warriorsage.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.